Ford announced details of a major overhaul today. It will slash 35,000 jobs, shut 5 North American factories, and eliminate 4 vehicle models, all in an effort to improve the company's sagging bottom line. Ford is expected to post its first annual loss since 1992, when it reports year-end earnings next week. From member station WDET, Jerome Vaughn reports.
Just before 9:30 this morning, Ford Motor Company Chairman and CEO Bill Ford walked into the automaker's Dearborn Conference Center to announce the company's long-awaited restructuring.
We know we have some immediate challenges to overcome. It's going to be difficult, and in some cases painful, to turn things around. But we will turn this company around.
Ford quickly found itself in trouble last year, posting combined losses of $1.4 billion in the second and third quarters. The automaker is expected to report another significant loss for the fourth quarter. Ford's turnaround plan is ambitious and wide-sweeping. The 35,000 jobs that are being eliminated represent 10% of the company's worldwide workforce. That includes nearly 22,000 jobs in the United States and Canada. Among those are 15,000 manufacturing jobs. Some of those workers have already been laid off or taken early retirement packages. Auto analyst John McElroy says Ford seems to be on the right track, but warns that the turnaround won't be quick.
We've always said that Ford would climb out of the hole that it had dug itself into. They seem to be having a plan in place here that will help them do just that, but it's obvious it's going to take years before the payoff really hits home, where they're back to being a good, profitable company again.
Ford will shut 5 assembly and parts factories in the U.S. and Canada by mid-decade. They're in Edison, New Jersey, Oakville, Ontario, Cleveland, St. Louis, and Dearborn. 2 other plants could eventually close, another one in Avon Lake, Ohio, and one in Mexico. Among the facilities being shuttered is the Vulcan Forge in Dearborn. 28-year employee Sam Sabaugh sounded disappointed by the announcement, but was philosophical.
It's a pretty sad day at Vulcan. What are you going to do? The way I look at it is, hey, I did everything in my power. We all tried to keep the doors open, but there's nothing I can do. It's out of my hands, so why worry about it?
By the end of the year, Ford will end production of 4 vehicles, the compact Ford Escort and Mercury Cougar, the Mercury Villager minivan, and the most prestigious of the group, the Lincoln Continental. Carbus may miss the familiar names, but Burnham Securities analyst David Healy says Ford's cost-cutting efforts will please Wall Street.
I think in general the plan goes deeper than Wall Street was expecting. It's more severe than Chrysler's announcement of a year ago in the fact that plants are being closed and lots of equity financing is being done. All the constituencies are sacrificing. Bill Ford is going to a dollar a year.
Ford's chairman is forsaking his salary and bonus this year, but won't give up his stock options. Ford Motor Company has been struggling with increased competition from GM and foreign automakers and a popular but costly 0% financing program. The company is extending a revised version of that program until early March. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Dearborn, Michigan.